Now, Richard Sam has been in touch and he wants to ask about muscles in space. Now, these are muscles as in your muscles, your biceps, not muscles that you get from the sea and like study like Kate does. Now, he says they can waste in space because of decreased gravity. Does that mean that astronauts return to Earth really weak? And so are they up there on the International Space Station weightlifting every day?
Yes. There we go. Space is really bad for you. So because there's no gravity, you do get muscle loss. So astronauts have to exercise 2 hours a day, 2 hours a day, every day of the week. And even then, they return to Earth with weakened muscles. More seriously, there's a loss in bone density as well, which is useful for studying astronauts in space because that might be applied to osteoporosis or other diseases on Earth. Other things that astronauts experience, lack of sleep. That's partly because you've got daylight every 90 minutes or so. Eyesight gets worse. They don't entirely know why that is yet. You've got the radiation risk, so increased risk of cancer. You get zapped by cosmic rays all the time. There's even weakened immune system. Again, they don't know the entire reason for that. So, it's bad. Space is bad. Scott Kelly spent a year in space and they reckon he's going to take another year to recover fully. Peggy Whitson, currently up on the space station, she's now holds the record for 560 days in space. But these are all super fit people when they go up, but it does take a while to get back. My favorite quote on this is from Bones in Star Trek, from the first of the new Star Trek movies. Space is disease and danger wrapped in darkness and silence.
It's good to see Star Trek quoted on the programme. Jess?
Does anything good happen? So there was that story about Scott Kelly. Do you not get taller when you come back from space?
Oh, yes, you do. Yeah, you do. But that itself is a problem because you're fitted for your spacesuit. So they get in the... now they only have the Soyuz capsule. So fit in their spacesuit to go up and actually getting back, they're taller.
It's sort of really... You in.
They literally squeeze them in to the... So they have to make the seat slightly bigger. So when they come back, they will fit in the seat.
They're recycling the suits all the time anyway, right? They don't make the suit just
no,
for you.
No, they do make the suit just okay. for you. So you do have your own spacesuit. So you're fitted. They have these special suit okay, checks cool. and everything. So, yeah.
And they're incredibly expensive too, those suits, aren't they?
Yeah, weirdly, they're still laced up. I mean, they're basically the same spacesuit, more or less, that Yuri Gagarin flew in. So they are extraordinary. They're very old technology. They're laced up and they're kind of wrapped in on themselves.
Okay.
How does skin react to being in space? Like, do astronauts have to moisturize all the time, or are they actually holding their moisture much better in space?
Yeah, that's it. That's interesting. I would imagine it's an issue because it's not so much that they're in space, it's that they're in this rather nasty air-conditioned environment.